play, bro. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, and that would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show broadcast way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia and Tennessee and even Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. And who knows, that may be expanding sometime in the near future. We'll see what God does. That being said, I'm going to move to this number one of the Triple Dipper. So Dadeville, Alabama, and some of y'all know where I'm talking about. If you're not familiar, Dadeville, Alabama is over there northeast of Montgomery in towards Auburn area, and just a really nice small community. I think Highway 21 goes through it. But it's a community of about 3,000, and it's just salt of the earth, man. It's just good folks, and they have just gone through a tragedy this past weekend that has now resulted in the numbers. I'm trying to figure out how the numbers keep climbing, but the numbers have climbed. We are now at 4 dead and 32 injured, and I can't for the life of me imagine why we don't know more. Now, this was not one where police could respond because at the time the first responders got there, everything was over, and no one knows where the shooter is or who it was, apparently. Unlike the situation in, Boomer up there in Nashville. A school that you're familiar with. What was your familiarity? You coached some of the kids there or something?
I coached some of the kids that used to go there, and then I had a friend that his nanny for his household – was one of the ones that were, that were killed.
Oh, no kidding.
Mm-hmm.
And was it Kentucky? I've forgotten which, where one of the governor's close friends, the governor's wife,
right,
close friend was in that school and one of the ones who died.
Mm.
But yeah, we got the situation down here now. And what boggles my mind is that we're several days removed and they don't even have a suspect they've announced yet.
That blows my mind as well. It's like they haven't even narrowed it down.
Yeah.
No clue.
When you had well over 50 people in the room, maybe it was dark, I don't know, because it was like a dance party, it was a sweet 16 party of all things.
Hmm.
Mostly high school kids, but they had parental chaperones there because you can hear some of the witness statements have talked about, and then mom ran back in to check, that kind of thing. But right now, we're not hearing anything about an arrest. The public is not being told who to watch out for or be on the lookout for. Nothing.
Mm, just, yeah.
So I don't.
I mean, I know that right there even frustrates / also even still scary to the people that are there.
Yeah.
I mean, because it had to have been some type, I'm speculating, but it had to have been some type of crime of passion of some sort, right? I mean, to go into a 16-year-old's, I guess there are people out there that are just crazy, but
yeah, and I don't know. You're right. I don't know if it's a crime of passion or if it was a premeditated. I'm going down there because there's a large crowd and I can do something about it. I don't know which way it was. There's nothing. There was one report that I'll get to here in a minute that says that at some point the DJ, they had a DJ, at some point the DJ stopped the music because someone said someone in the room had a gun, and so they said, "We don't want anybody with weapons here. You need to leave," but nobody left. So I don't know if it was. And anyway,
right.
And by the way, we're finding out now that it was all pistols. There was no long gun involved.
Wow.
Yeah, which you don't see that very often. And by the way, that's a lot of shots. I mean, even if you just had one round per victim, 32 injured, 4 killed, there's at least 36 rounds. So that's either somebody who had, some super extended magazines, or they had the ability to change them out. Or you had more than one shooter. So I don't know what the answer to this is. But so far they're saying that all the shell casings appear to be handgun shell casings. And so there's that. Let me go ahead and just jump into it. I'll give you some details. Because we don't know a lot. So I had to literally go out and find multiple resources to help me develop somewhat of a picture of what we know so far. And then top of the hour, we got Scott Buttram calling in. Scott's an editor at the Trustville Tribune. And I guarantee you, if there's any opportunity to look into this, he's been on it or having his people on it. Story here on AL.com. AL.com wants us to know that this was, in fact, a young lady named Alexis Dowdle's 16th birthday. And her brother is one of the ones who died. How horrible is that? Says a story came out yesterday, AL.com. Alexis Dowdle's sweet 16 birthday party ended with her kneeling beside her fatally wounded brother on the blood-slicked floor of a dance studio in small-town Alabama, and the bodies of other wounded teens scattered around them. The shooting left her 18-year-old brother, Phil Dowdle, and three others dead, along with 32 injured. Her brother, Phil Dowdle, was apparently a stellar athlete who had just been awarded a full-ride scholarship to Jacksonville State University to play football. And she tells a story. I mean, I don't know how a 16-year-old can keep it together to tell the press what happened, but she talks about how she was down on her knees next to her brother and that he had pushed her out of the way. And I don't know, you know, the full extent of were shots, whether the first shots fired, were they targeting him? Was it just random shooting? I don't know. And she said, I turned him over and I was holding him and he was dying right there on the spot. And as of Monday evening, this article says, last night, state officials have yet to release much information about the investigation. They did say shell casings were from handguns and unlikely that a high-powered rifle had been used. The DJ at the party, a guy named Keenan Cooper, he said the event was stopped briefly when partygoers heard that someone had a gun and they announced that people with weapons were asked to leave, but no one did. And then the shot started. And Alexis, the birthday girl, said that you couldn't tell what was happening. It's like the shots were coming from multiple directions, which makes me wonder, did two people get into a gunfight? Is this, you know, people getting caught in the crossfire? Or was it multiple shooters just targeting the audience? I don't know. Her brother died, Phil Dowdle. This is right here, by the way. This is at home. This is us. This is home. This is not big city somewhere far away. Dang, I hate that happened. What did tragedy go on about our way? This is in small town Alabama. Four kids are dead and 32 others wounded, a number of which are still in critical condition. But here's the names of the deceased. Phil Dowdle, I told you about him. He was 18 years old. Kiki Smith, 17 years old. She was an athlete who had just become the team manager. Sia Collins, who was an aspiring singer who had planned to start college this fall. And Corbin Holston, 23, another former athlete who had just graduated last year. And it goes on to say a number of things by members of the community talking about what great kids they were. This did not appear to be one of those troubled situations, you know, gang activity, somebody doing something on. And we don't have any indication that's what this was. None. Yeah, story on the BBC, believe it. It's made world news. BBC has a story out yesterday just talking about the fact that Phil Dowdle, the 18-year-old who died, whose sister's birthday party it was, he was a rising sports star named one of the victims in the mass shooting. And at least four people between the ages of 17 and 23 were also killed. And the story goes on to say, Dadeville is a town with just over 3,000 residents, very close-knit community. And so in the words of one of the people who contributed, it's a close-knit community, so this tragedy affects us very deeply. About 50 people at the party, and one witness says when, quote, someone from outside the community came in and began shooting, and I don't know what that means. I mean, I will be honest with you. So one of the things that really impressed me about the school shooting in Chattanooga was the immediate forthrightness and transparency that we got. Now, I'll be honest with you, I think they've gotten a little less transparent now as the weeks have passed. We're not seeing this manifesto. We have no idea what was in the mind of the shooter. But the police came out like, man, they were like on the spot, press conferences, and then released the body cam footage within like 24 hours. Dang. But Dadeville, 50 people at the party. One witness says someone from outside the community came in and began shooting. And the mayor of Dadeville, a guy named Jimmy Frank Goodman, says he got the call while he was in bed asleep. He got down to the hospital as quick as he could. He said it was like he was in a dream. He said it was chaos. There were people crying, bodies going in the emergency room, bloody clothes on the floor. He said the scene was worse than what he had witnessed when he was in Vietnam as a Marine. And partly because these are kids. That makes it all the worse. Anyway, the spokesman for the local Lake Martin Community Hospital said the facility had treated 15 teenagers, all of whom had sustained gunshot wounds. Six of the injured had been treated and released. Nine were transferred to other facilities, and five of those remain in critical condition. That's where we are right now. And that's about the extent of what we know. And right now, I can't figure out why that's all we know. When I come back, I'll keep touching on a few scant details. And I've got a number here that if you know something, you can call and report it. Because I'm telling you right now, somebody needs to catch this dude or them. I don't know who it is. But someone needs to get hauled in and held to account. God bless Dadeville. We'll talk about it more. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I got a number of texts, by the way, not so gently reminding me that I keep saying Chattanooga. I don't know why I do that, but I tried to correct it a minute ago. I know it's Nashville. I'm aware that Nashville was a school shooting, Covenant School, and then I know that Kentucky was a bank shooting by an employee. Yes, I'm aware. In Louisville, yes, I know. So thank you all for making sure that I have my geography correct, but it just slips out. Anyway, we also have a listener, and I won't say who because he's saying confidentiality here, but he's got firsthand knowledge of some kids at a school in a nearby community who were actually at the party. One of whom has video on their phone that seems to indicate there were multiple shooters who was at the party. So to that listener who's listening right now, let me just suggest, if you have not already done so, please insist that that video get shared over to law enforcement. It may have something on it that could be beneficial to the investigation. If nothing else, it might clearly indicate whether this was premeditated, whether it was like an ambush style, whether it was a gunfight that broke out between participants and the party. We don't know what it was, but someone in that room knows something. And if kids have videos and they're showing people videos of it, that all needs to get turned in. So, brother, I'd appreciate you if you would make sure that that gets passed along, that they need to turn that video in. All right, there's that. Dustin from Hazel Green just pointed out that Glock does make a 33-round 9mm extended mag. I didn't know they had a 33-rounder. It feels like it'd be down to your knee, but I know, it's got to be. Hey, I got a caller on the line. Is that Jeff? Jeff from Indiana. Hey, brother, how you doing?
Doing great, Phil.
Good. How's your wife doing?
I played the show for her last night, and she was overwhelmed and would like to personally thank everyone that prayed for her and appreciate the show doing that for her.
Well, absolutely, man. And we would do it again in a heartbeat, but hope we don't have to. How about that?
That's what we're hoping for. she's doing better. I think it was just dehydration. It was, like I say, she has some heart issues anyway, but it wasn't that yesterday. So
well,
everything's
all right.
Good.
All right, good, brother. What's on your mind today?
Just like you're saying, this birthday shooting down there. You know, let's change the color of the victims. Let's change them to white. Do you think there would be any, every news agency in the country would be down there trolling for information and everything, and if the shooter had been white, which I guarantee they wasn't, this would be a whole different deal. It's really sad that, because this is black-on-black crime, that the news media just wants to cover it up and don't say anything about it, because I know the local reporters have to, with that small of a community, and they know what's going on down there with with that many people injured and shot, that a lot of people know everything, and there's a lot of scuttle. I can't believe there's no more information coming out than what has already been, you know, presented.
Well, you have if you have somebody get assaulted on a subway train, suddenly you have 50 people doing a Facebook Live, and I guarantee you, kids down there, someone's got something on their phone or something. But you know, I don't know. But Jeff, to your point though about whether there was a black on black crime, I've seen some pictures of people, you know, hugging each other, and it seemed to be outside the shooting area. And it looked like it was a mixed race grouping, or at the very least, I think Dadeville is definitely a very mixed race community. So I don't know if it was or was not.
Oh, I'm sure there was probably, you know, a mixed race in the party. I don't know that for a fact, but I'm, you know, guessing, you know, being a school community like that, a small community. But as far as I know, all the victims were black, weren't they? As far as the killed victims?
The four that died, I believe they were. I don't know about the 32 that were injured. I mean, we have a ton of people who haven't been clearly identified, and I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, that's what I say, you know. But, you know, for that many people to have been there and that many people to have been injured, you know, somebody knows a lot more than what they're putting out there. But the thing about it is that you don't hear nothing about this in the news. You know, the news is not interested in this, and that's pretty telling that, you know, that they don't, you know, this don't fit the right narrative. You know, this is not a white shooter killing white people.
I tell you, the narrative they really didn't want was when the shooter in Nashville was a transgender. They glossed over that thing like, you know, like, hey, nothing to see here. But
I wonder about that, Phil. You know, I still haven't seen the
manifesto
you wrote down before.
Yeah,
the manifesto. Why are we keeping that so buried and hidden, you know, and everything? We know that the perpetrator is deceased and everything. So why doesn't that come on out? It's not like they're hiding information now because of an investigation.
I have no idea, brother. But hey, listen, I got to run right now. I'm gonna try and get a couple things in for the top of the hour. You be safe on the road, man.
Thank you, Phil. Appreciate everything you do.
All right, buddy. See you. By the way, we have a great audience. That's a classic example right there. It's like a giant family sometimes. So, which also means we sometimes fuss at each other. But yeah, that's all right. by the way, I just had the same person who said that they know of someone that was showing a video of inside the scenes. He just texted back and said that one of the girls that was shot was white. And the one that there had been someone who had transferred into the school. Anyway, the bottom line is the victims were mixed race. I don't know who the shooters were, but there's that. What else I got here real quick? Just basically John from Huntsville loves it when Jeff from Indiana calls in and says, I want to wish Jeff's wife a speedy recovery. So thank you, John from Huntsville, to Jeff from Indiana. Hey, listen, here's something before we get to the top of the hour. And coming up in a minute, Scott Buttram from the Trustful Tribune is going to call in. But if you know something, here's the deal. There is a hotline, and there is a place you can email things. So the number, I'm going to give it to you. Ready? The number is 1-800-392-8011. That's 1-800-392-8011. That's the number for ALEA, the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, that's investigating. 1-800-392-8011. And the email is SBI, as in State Bureau of Investigation, SBI.investigations@ALEA.gov. That's SBI investigations@ALEA, ALEA.gov. So if somebody needs that number again, I'll try to remember to call it out again later on, or you can text the show and Boomer or I-1 will text it back to you. But yeah. If you know something, know somebody that knows something, get it in there, because we want to know who did it, and we want to stop them from ever having the chance to do it again. Anybody that heinous, 16-year-old sweet 16 birthday party. All right, folks, that's Dayville. That's right here in our backyard. We got to figure this out. Coming right back, Scott Buttram, Trustful Tribune. Got some stuff that's solid and some stuff that's fun. We'll be right back.